Back here on today's Nightly Radio Sports page, we're joined now by head coach of the Central College baseball team, Adam Carey, previewing their season, which is underway. And Coach Carey, it's been a good start for the Dutch with a lot of good experience gained for a kind of a new-looking group this year. Some returners, some newer incoming players. Overall, your thoughts about the start for the Central College baseball team?
Yeah, thanks, Tyler. First of all, I apologize for my voice. Communicating over wind and some cold air this weekend shot my throat a little bit, but it was an awesome weekend. It's a good way to start the season with our returners that came back swinging it the way they did, and the starting pitching it the way they did, and also getting 12 guys on the mound this weekend. We had six guys make their college debuts this weekend on the mound, and there's definitely some welcome to college moments, but we pitched around some stuff. We learned a lot about ourselves. I think our guys learned a lot about themselves, and it was a good weekend all in all.
And that's always great to start out the year 3-1 against St. Norbert and Coronel, a couple teams that have had some success here over the past couple years. And you look at this group, you mentioned some of those returners. They've had to fill in not only in their own roles again this year, but they've also had to kind of step up into some bigger leadership roles with some big departures. And guys like Declan O'Hare, Colton DeRocher, and Logan McCoy, who have been some of those returners that have kind of stepped up, become bigger leaders on this team, and are fulfilling the roles left by those big seniors that graduated last year.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely going to miss Colton, Logan, and Declan. Along with the other seniors that graduated last year. But the guys that have really stepped up this year so far have been Caleb Douglas, Dominic De La Paz, Max Steinlage, Jaden Kramer, Braden Sawyer. Those are kind of the five guys everybody's been looking to, as well as guys on the mound like Mark Kenny and Bryce Hessig. Great leaders, great people. And they've really kind of paved the way for our young guys and shown them how to do things the right way. And I couldn't be happier with how they're doing it.
You talk about guys like Mark Kenny and that pitching staff. I know pitching is kind of your strong suit, being a pitcher yourself, and that, then taking on that pitching coach role before becoming the head man here at Central. I know Mark was a guy we saw very consistently this past year, kind of with Declan, kind of in the 1-2 mix, it felt like, at times there. And overall, I know Braden Sawyer as well. When you talk about the pitching standpoint of things, what's kind of the excitement level you have for this year's group and what they bring to the table for the Dutch?
Yeah, we're really excited about the returning pitching that we have, you know, with Mark Kenny, Max Steinlage, Braden Sawyer, Bryce Hessig, Wes Hamer, a bunch of guys with quite a bit of experience coming in. And with Mark having the year he had last year and kind of finishing things off with an injury, we weren't quite sure what we were going to get throughout the year. He had the fall off as he was rehabbing. And he came in and he had put consistent work in throughout his rehab process to get himself back to where he was. And in my opinion, a little bit better. He's handled everything very, very well. So that's been very impressive. And same with Max and Braden and Bryce. Those guys have done everything they need to do, not only to maintain where they were, but to grow a lot from a pitchability standpoint and a mix in with the stuff. The stuff's sharper, the stuff's tighter. And they're executing their pitches at a higher level than they were a year ago, and that's really exciting for me.
Very exciting indeed. And you look at the lineup too. This is a lineup that features a good mixture of that returners and newcomers, as we kind of mentioned. But overall, the first weekend, you guys came out and hit the ball around pretty well. I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 40, 45, 50 hits, it felt like, for the total of the four games this weekend. A great start to the season led by just a lineup that it can be dangerous 1-9.
Absolutely. It was really fun to see our guys dominate the approach in the box that we have. You know, whether it be Jaden Kramer, Braden Sawyer, Max Steinlage, Chance Dreyer, Garrett Gunther, Caleb Douglas, all the way through 1-9, you know, seeing Dylan Williams put some swings on balls that he did this weekend, it was really exciting. And the consistency that we saw throughout the weekend was awesome too. You know, early in the year, get to the first weekend of March, we haven't been outside in how long. And they come out and they put the at-bats together that they did this weekend. That was really, really exciting. Getting double-digit hits in every game and scoring first in every single game. That was really cool to see. So we're excited.
Very neat. Again, we're talking to head coach of the Central College baseball team, Adam Carey, previewing the upcoming year here for the Dutch. You mentioned getting to get outside, right? It's been chilly here in February, but you got outside to start off March here, get a couple games in. How big was that to be able to get those games in before making the spring break trip, which about the time this airs, you'll be down in Florida getting ready for the Rust Mat Invitational? How big was that to just get outside and get a couple games under your belt before going down there and really kicking off the start of the season?
It was huge. You know, with our opening weekend getting pushed back 1 week, initially planning on going down to Missouri to play. They got snow. We were inside all week. The week they got snow, it was below zero up here, so we were definitely not outside doing much. We were inside getting everything we could in, and being able to see what we're good at, what we're not so good at, what we need to improve on. It's sometimes gets hard to see at the end of those, at the end of the winter practices when we've been inside for 4 weeks and we've been doing lives in the cages, and we see infield work, but we're doing it on a multi-purpose surface inside. It's as good as it gets from an inside standpoint, but it's just, there's no way to exactly replicate the game until you're actually out on the field. So getting to see us play the way we did and work the way we did on a baseball field in the elements outside was awesome, in order to learn what we needed to learn and work on what we need to work on for the next week before we go down to Florida and play 8 games in 7 days.
Very neat. And we're not going to put any pressure on any of the newcomers yet, but just overall, a very exciting group of newcomers. As you mentioned, a lot of guys who made debuts in the first 4 games of the season for Central. What kind of is the thing that excites you about the group of newcomers and what they bring to the table to go along with some of those returners that we've talked about to make this a season where the Dutch get back into the conference tournament?
Yeah, I'd say number one, the talent is really high with the young guys, and that's really exciting. But I think what's more important than the talent alone is the mindset they have. You know, some of the things I heard throughout weekend number one and throughout the first 4 or 5 weeks of practice, it's all problem solving. They're looking to solve problems. It's not, oh, I'm not good enough, you know, something bad happened, so I'm a victim to the situation. No, it's, hey, this is what's going on. What do I need to do in order to improve? And when you have a growth mindset on top of the talent that these guys have and the work ethic that these guys have, the sky's the limit. So that's really, really exciting in order to see guys perform, you know, 19, 20-year-olds perform the way that we would want 21, 22, 23-year-olds to perform. The only way you can do that is with a growth mindset and with a relentless attack on the tasks at hand, and they do a phenomenal job with that.
Awesome to hear. Coach Carey, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this season. Looking forward to our first broadcast, which I believe is at the University of Dubuque for the doubleheader there on Saturday. But again, looking forward to a great season for Central Baseball.
Awesome. Thanks, Tyler. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. That was Adam Carey, head coach of the Central College baseball team, here on today's Nightly Radio Sports Page.